Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
In the dead of night, while most sane people were tucked into their beds dreaming of a world with lower taxes and sensible politicians, Senator Amy Klobuchar decided to take to Twitter X with a message that would make even the most stoic of us spit out our morning coffee in disbelief. After the passage of a $1.2 trillion federal spending package, a figure so high it makes your eyes water, Klobuchar had the gall to tweet out a smug, "You're welcome," to the American people, as if she'd just done us all a favor by participating in what many see as the legislative equivalent of setting money on fire. Now let's get one thing straight. Twitter X isn't exactly known for its gentle and forgiving nature. In a move that has left many scratching their heads in confusion and others boiling with rage, the Department of Justice recently unveiled its plans for a so-called Federal Red Flag Center. Officially dubbed the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, this latest brainchild of the DOJ aims to offer training and assistance for implementing laws designed to prevent dangerous people from getting their hands on firearms. Sounds noble, right? Well, not if you take a closer look. The announcement has sparked a firestorm among people like me, with critics slamming it as a blatant attack on due process and an egregious infringement on our sacred Second Amendment rights. Because, let's face it, nothing screams freedom quite like the government deciding who gets to exercise their constitutional rights based on some arbitrary criteria. Leading the charge against this Orwellian nightmare is Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, who raised an eyebrow or two over the authorization and suspicious timing of the Red Flag Center, coming hot on the heels of a $1.2 trillion omnibus spending bill's passage. And he's not alone. Conservative voices like Chief Nerd Brianna Morello and Dana Loesch have been vocal in their opposition, linking the move to recent visits by Kamala Harris and Christopher Wray to the site of the Parkland mass shooting. Because, of course, nothing says let's politicize tragedy quite like a photo op at the scene of a national heartbreak. The passage of the omnibus spending bill itself has come under heavy fire. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, a Republican, stands accused of caving to Democratic spending whims, effectively handing over GOP leverage on issues like budget enforcement and fiscal sanity on a silver platter. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't mince words when she blasted the rushed nature of the bill's passage, violating the sacred 72-hour rule and denying members the chance to offer amendments. She lambasted the bill as a betrayal of the American people and Republican voters, prioritizing Democratic interests and, shockingly, late-term abortion funding. These people are disgusting.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.